Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. We're now into part 32 of How to Have God's Life Living in You. And this is tape or CD number 134. We'll tell you how to order it at the end of the program. But right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord and ask Him to anoint outwardly this service. Father, we thank and praise Your holy name that You've given us the formula of how to conquer everything in the entire universe. Love is the keeping of Your commandments, and that's what love is to keep Your commandments. And because of the fact that Jesus, did You hate us? No, You said that You loved us, and therefore You conquered all of us. Love is the most powerful weapon in the entire world. You conquered us, even when we were sinners and we hated to even think about knowing You. Your love that You have shown us, we're in a very disturbing world. That's what we're living in right now. And because of Your love towards us, You've shown Your love into this world. And You kept all of the Father's commandments. Of course, the Father and You are one. And You are now the Spirit, the quickening Spirit, the life-giving Spirit. And because that You're shedding, You're pouring Your Spirit out upon all of the sinners in this world, You're showing that this is love, and the love that You show conquers all. And the love that we show in this world will conquer all of our enemies. There is nothing that the enemy can do. Love is the most powerful force on the face of this earth and in the entire universe, because You loved us even when we were sinners. Lord, we ask that You anoint this service today and show everyone how powerful it is to love Your enemies. Because when we love our enemies, they have a very good possibility. That's the most powerful thing that we can do to them, is to love them. Because, Father, this is the way that we conquer them. We use the same method that You use, is to love our enemies. Now, we know all the people in the world that are doing the evil, but, Lord, You knew that we were doing evil also. And so we pray, Lord, for our enemies. We pray that they'll be saved, because this is love. And I want everybody to know in this administration, and everyone in the Vatican, and everyone in the entire world, that we are doing what the Father, what the Lord Jesus Christ told us to do, what the Holy Spirit tells us to do, is to pray for you, that your souls might be saved. And in love, we tell you that if you will not be saved, that God will pour coals of fire on your head. So in love, we're telling you these things. You know, a person that loves someone tells them of the perils down the line if they don't do what the Lord tells them to do. Father, we ask that You bring this home, that You anoint outwardly, that everything that is said in this message today is the very thing that's coming right from Your throne. We ask it in Jesus' mighty name, Jesus' loving name, in the name of Jesus. And everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, praise the Lord. Okay, now let's, where's the first letters from?
From Nigeria, Africa.
All right, let's hear it.
Dear brethren in Christ, greetings in Jesus' name. I have the pleasure to write to you after seeing the good work you are doing for the Lord in getting out the sound gospel through the gospel literature and Bibles you give to many. God bless you and keep up the good work. I am led by the Holy Spirit to get in touch with you and to express my willingness to be a part of this dynamic soul-winning ministry. For this reason, I am begging you in Jesus' name to kindly accept me as one of your literature distributors in Nigeria. I want to distribute your sound Bible literature from house to house, from school to school, and even in the markets, streets, and churches. As I'm personally blessed by reading your literature, many will be touched and transformed by reading all your anointed publications. Please, I beg you in Jesus' name to send any material you have for soul winning to me for distribution. There is a lot of crime and wickedness in Nigeria. If many are not rescued now in time, millions will spend eternity in hell fire. Please help me to help my people to turn from sin to the Lord Jesus. Please pray for me and my wife and my children. Pray that God might help me to win the lost for Christ before it's too late. I am waiting anxiously to hear from you soon. Thank you and God bless you in Jesus' name. Your brother in Christ, O.T. Akpo, from Akwa Ibom State, Nigeria.
Right. Love is not lust. Love is not sex. But love is the keeping of God's commandments. And so, yeah, there are a lot of wicked people in the world, just as those of us that are born again of the Spirit were wicked at one time. And the Lord is able to save us. He saved the Apostle Paul, who stated that he was the chief of sinners because he had persecuted the church and actually killed some Christians, and was on his road to even persecute them more and kill more. But the Lord shone forth in a vision to him, showing him that, why are you persecuting me, Paul? He said, you know, it's hard for you to kick against me. You know, it's hard for you to fight God. Amen? Look at here, I'm shining my love towards you. I'm making you aware of me. This is a revelation, because the revelation is what causes people. The revelation of God's love is what causes people to repent. Now, he's shining his word into the world to make people aware that he exists. And he's shining his word forth through his servants to show people that he cares about you, he loves you, and that's why he's trying to bring everyone in the world to the awareness that he loved everyone in the world so much that he kept all the commandments. He was God living in the flesh and went to the cross for it, because there's no way that anyone could be saved if he did not show this love so much that he gave his very life for us, and then he went to hell for us, and then he conquered death, hell, and the grave, and rose up to show us that he really was God, and the things that he was saying are the very words of God, their spirit and their life. And so this resurrection power that he shows us, this revelation that makes us aware of his love, should conquer the wickedness in your life, the wicked things that you're doing, to humble you, because the Bible tells us in so many words that love conquers everything. So Jesus used the most powerful force in the whole universe, which is love, to conquer the devil that's causing you to sin, to conquer the things in your life that you love so much, that would send your soul to hell. He's showing you that this is the wrong way to live. He's making you aware of your wickedness, that you're a sinner, so that you can repent and believe the gospel, so that when you see, or the love of God is revealed to you, this should conquer the hardness of your heart. This should conquer the hard shell that's around most people today, the defensive shell that's around them, so that they will accept this love, which is the Lord. God is love. Amen?
Amen.
God is love. But also, if you refuse his love, well, then there's nothing left for to happen to you but the things that the Lord say will happen to you. It's just as though I were in love telling you, don't walk out on the freeway when it's with blindfolds on, because you'll get hurt. And that's what the Lord is telling you, and he's the truth. And so if you don't listen to him, you will be hurt eternally. And that's you doing it to yourself, because of the fact that you're rejecting God's love. Love conquers everything. That's why God is the most powerful force in the world, because he loves so much that he informs us. He makes us aware of what sin is, and what the trap, that the web that you're caught in sin in the world. And therefore, he makes it to where you know that if you don't receive his love like the Apostle Paul did and so many other Christians, well then we are going to be in a lot of trouble. Now we're going to turn to Romans 8, I believe it's 8:37, okay? So we're more than conquerors if we love our enemies. If we love God, we're going to love our enemies, amen?
Amen.
Because if you have enemies and you want to make them to where they're godly, then love them. Pray for them. If they're hungry, feed them. You know, that breaks, that conquers them. I mean, love conquers all. Amen?
Amen.
Love conquers, that's the most powerful muscle in the world, is to love somebody. Amen?
Amen.
Is to love the sinners. Is to love your enemies. Because if you don't, there's no way to conquer them. If you want to conquer your enemies, love them. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is that not true?
Yes.
Okay, read that, please.
Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us.
See, through him that, what, that hated us? No, through him that loved us. Amen?
Amen.
So we're more than conquerors. Read, say, 5 verses up above.
He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?
So God loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son to us. And after he gives us his son, what more can you do, you know, to prove that he loves us than to give your only begotten son as a sacrifice for you? So, and then how much more, after he gave his son, will he give you if you'll just receive his love for you? Doesn't that seem to give you some, conquer some of the insanity in you? Amen?
Yeah.
Okay, then what?
Who shall lay anything to the charge of God?
Yeah, how can you lay anything to the charge of God that is given his only begotten son, and then whatsoever you ask, he's going to give you, and then give you eternal life and spare you from the hell and the lake of fire if you'll just receive his love, the keeping, you know, his son and his spirit. Christ has become the spirit now. Don't you think that that's the most marvelous thing in the world? Then keep going.
Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth.
Yeah. God's elect is his son, who loved us while we were still sinners. Amen?
Amen.
And then the elect of God is the ones that have gone to, have been stoned for you, have been, people have thrown rocks at them, have fired guns at them, have put them in jail many times for bringing this love of God to you, have put brought false accusations to you. The Bible says that Satan is the accuser of the ones that love. This book of Revelation says that, amen?
Amen.
That this satanic being has been cast down to the earth who has accused the saints. He accuses them both day and night. I mean, Satan is always falsely accusing the ones that are, that God is using to bring his love into this world. God is living in them and through them, and here the people that bring accusations against them and that are scheming against them and everything, they have no love in them whatsoever. But we still love them. Some people ask me, well, why, when these people are doing all these things and they're not doing anything in the church, they're not keeping the commandments of the Lord, why do you not just put them, throw them out on the streets? I tell them, because I want to show them, you know, that the Lord, I wouldn't do that anyway unless the Lord told me to. If they're doubting or disputing with me regarding the scriptures, well, then I'm forced to put them out because the Bible tells, God's word tells me to. But if they're still, you know, sticking around and listening to the gospel, listening to the words of love, which are the words of God, and they're not just words, because we have put this, God has put this motion of love, which conquers everything, into motion through us, those of us, and we're considered the scourge of the earth, the filth of the earth, for doing that were accused of being fanatics and all this sort of thing. Well, you know, if that's what it is, we still, those of us that are the elect of God, because we're members of Christ's body, have to keep allowing the love of God to shine through us. There's all kinds of persecutions and all sorts of false accusations, but we, as God's chosen vessels, still have to continue on in love. Amen?
Amen.
Why? Because we don't want to be conquered. Because we know that we're using the most powerful force in the universe, and that's the love of God. Love conquers all. Keep going.
Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died.
Right. I mean, can you condemn Christ for dying for your sins? Or God sending his only begotten Son in love to show his love for you in hopes that this will conquer you? He'll conquer you. And if he doesn't, just say God's winning no matter what happens. If you let the Lord's love shine into your heart and do what he says, well then, you'll stand before the Lord and you'll say, come in, my good and faithful servant. But if you don't, he's going to just shake his head and say, I didn't know you. You didn't receive my love. You didn't receive the very heart of me into you. And therefore, including myself, I wanted to come in with my son because he's by the Spirit, and you wouldn't receive my love. You preferred to be bitter and carry about your sin and do the things that your flesh loves to do rather than to allow the love of God to conquer the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. No, you love to lust. You don't like love to love. Now, the Lord lets us have a wife, and for you to have a husband. But and that's the love of God as well, amen?
Amen.
Because it's not good that the man should live alone, and therefore He created for him an helpmate, amen?
Amen.
Somebody to help him, not to hinder him. Not to show hatred towards your husband, especially the husband that's bringing forth the gospel to you, the love of God to you. You should, and then the helpmate is one that runs interference for him and backs him up all the time. Even if the wife has become your enemy, that she doesn't do these things, that she wants to show herself to be your enemy, well, then that's her problem. Because we cannot stop doing what we do. Amen? The love, the Lord wants to show His love in this world through us so that people can see the manifestation of God and God's love in us. Now, you hear me not just criticizing the Rome, because the Bible criticizes Rome, but criticizing the administration for murdering people. This certainly is love, and we're showing them that they're sinners. Now, until the time that they understand that they're sinners and what sin is, then there's no way that they have the revelation of what the difference between sin and love. So if they want to show their that sin is more powerful than love, well, then that's not going to work at the judgment bar of God. Love is the most powerful force in the universe because love conquers all. Okay? And we are more than conquerors in God's love. Amen? If we love our enemies, then our enemies are going to eventually be broken by the love that we show towards them, because love conquers everything. Amen?
Amen.
Charity. Now, we have faith, hope, and charity. Faith is in this word, and we need faith here. But in heaven, we don't need faith anymore, because what we see is not needful. I have a pen in my hand right now, and I don't need to have faith in that I have a pen. I just look at it, and I know I've got one. Amen? In
yeah.
my hand. And hope, we don't need any hope, but the things we hope for when we're in heaven are there. But the thing that will continue on throughout eternity is love, which is charity. Amen?
Amen.
That will last forever. So, bottom line, the most important, powerful thing in the universe, and the thing that's going to last forever, is love. And the only ones that are going to enter the kingdom of heaven are the ones that receive God's love, and those that have realized that to shed God's love, or allow God to shed his love in this world through us, and to show that no matter what they do to us, that we're going to continue on. These are the ones that are God's people. These are the ones that God loves. Now, again, Satan is the accuser of the saints. He accuses us day and night. Amen?
Amen.
Why? And he said, who can bring accusations against the Lord? Amen?
Amen.
What has he done that you can accuse him for? And what are we doing that you could accuse us of? They could accuse people in the Bible for all sorts of things, but God never condemned them for whatever they did. Amen?
Amen.
If they sinned, yes, but there are many things in the Bible that people don't know about because they have believed the New World Order, the One World Government, which is headed by Rome, and they believe that, for instance, marriage is sinful. And they believe that instead of letting people marry, they believe that they are wiser than God. God says to be fruitful and multiply and have children. But they have these different sanctions. They have different laws against being married. The Bible says that this is doctrines of devils. They prefer to have... And see, I'm saying this in love. I'm telling you what God says. God that loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten son. And so there's many women in this world that have reached puberty and they want to be married. And because they don't allow them to get married, they're out committing fornication with all different people. And they don't get married to somebody that has a job or somebody that has substance, like an older man. They want them to, they consider that being married to an older man that has substance is a sin. Whereas in the Bible, there was always the older men that were marrying young virgins. But virgins that have reached puberty. And the Bible says, let the young women marry. Now, a female becomes a woman when she reaches the age of puberty. And if you don't know what puberty is, read the Webster's Dictionary and read any kind of literature from the library. Now, the people today, the ACLU is telling people that they forbid anybody to go to the library even and read the Bible. Now, they are teaching Mohammedism in schools today, and they say that this is definitely a religion. They let anything go, evolution, Mohammedism, Buddhism, they'll allow that in, but they allow everything into the school system but Christ, because they don't want the world to know the love of Christ, the love of God towards everyone, because they know that this love that is shown in the Bible will conquer all of your fears and will make you to know that it's so far superior to the hatred that the Muslims are preaching and the hatred that the Vatican preaches. They preach that you should kill anyone that opposes Catholicism. And they have historically murdered hundreds of millions of people that have stood up for Christianity. No, Satan has been loose on the earth and he's the accuser of the saints. He's the accuser. He accuses them day and night that you shouldn't, Christianity is evil. They still accuse God. They still accusing Jesus and everyone that has God and Jesus living in them with his Father. And Jesus has the Holy Spirit living in us because he's the power. Jesus brought power into the world. power to be saved, power to be able to enter the kingdom of heaven. Well, now let's read some more of the scriptures here.
It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God.
Right, so there's Muhammad isn't there. Muhammad is straight in hell because he opposes the life. God is life, and this is God's word, and God wants you to... Now you say, well, we hate Muhammad, or no, we're trying to convert these Muslims, and I have, if you listen to the letters that come in, the gospel through me, the love that God has shown on these Muslims by them being able to hear the truth. They are the ones that they're getting saved. Amen?
Amen.
Because they realize that there's no power in their religion or Buddhism or Shintoism or any other ism. Only Christ died and resurrected from the dead and sits on the right hand of the Father right now making intercession for your sins. And when you pray to him, he comes down in the Holy Spirit and enters in to your spirit with the Father as the Spirit. Jesus is life. His Spirit is life. And we have the blood of Jesus that also conquers everything. You know, you can take if there's a mad dog growling at you and running at you, all you have to do is just turn around and say, the blood of Jesus is against you. And that dog will immediately stop and turn around and go elsewhere. The blood of Jesus is the most powerful force in the whole universe. The Spirit of God is the Spirit of the blood of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
The blood of Jesus is the only force in the world that can take away all your sins, your former sins. So people forget, even Christians forget, the love of God that he gave us such a weapon to use as the blood of Jesus and has instructed us how to conquer all. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so go ahead.
It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?
Yeah, see, the love of Christ. Who shall separate us from the love that conquers everything? Why, do you want to be a loser? Do you want to be conquered? No. Don't you want to be the one that is through Christ and his Father, which is the Spirit, that you're conquering everything? Where the Bible doesn't even say that we're just conquerors. It says we're more than conquerors. Amen?
Amen.
In Christ Jesus, because Jesus showed his love, and if we're in Jesus, we're showing love to our enemies. We're not joining them, but we are beseeching them to join us. We're not going to get into their foolishness. That is not showing love to the enemy by doing what they want you to do. The things that we can do that they want us to do is we can feed them if they're hungry. We can give them something to drink if they're thirsty. We can clothe them if they're naked. And the other things that we can do is the most important thing is bring the gospel to them and show them that the Lord loves them and they need to repent because of his love. Because love will conquer that demon that has a hold on them, or the legions of demons that have the hold on many people in this world. Yes, this man that wrote this letter said that this is a very wicked world. There's a lot of wicked people. Amen. But a love that we have conquers them. Amen.
Amen.
It makes them to where they're brothers and sisters with us in this endeavor to bring forth God's love, to allow his love to shine in this world. Now, God doesn't love sin, but he loves the individuals that are conquered by sin because they don't have the love of God in them. They don't have the love of God is Christ. He loved the world so much that he gave us Christ to die for us. So they don't have Christ. They don't have the blood of Jesus. They don't have the life of God. Jesus is life. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. all those that have me have conquered everything. You've conquered death, hell, the grave. You've conquered everything. Sin, Satan, the world. You've conquered the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Because love, which is Christ, which is God, in you conquers all these things. Amen?
Amen.
Now, if you'll just relax and don't be afraid of the enemy, or don't let anybody tell you that you don't have Christ, because Satan is the one that's telling you that. Satan is the one that tells you that you're an inferior human being. Satan tells you that you're not really saved after you are saved. Now I ask you, did he ever tell you that you weren't saved when you weren't saved? No, he wouldn't tell you anything like that, because then that would bring your attention to the fact that you're not, and you'd repent. Amen?
Amen.
But he brings all kinds of, who do you think you are? You think you're somebody, you know, that you can preach the gospel, and you think that you can say that these people have power in Christ Jesus, and you say that the Word of God, the love of God conquers everything. Yes, it does. And I'll die saying that. And I've continued in the love of God now for 41 and a half years, and I intend to keep going, Satan. So that's the way you answer him and tell him, you know, the blood of Jesus is against you. Get thee hence, Satan, because I'm a child of the King. I'm one of the King's kids. Amen? So, buzz off. Okay, now what else do we have here in the Word?
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress...
Is these false accusations and the tribulations that Satan brings to us and he causes distress to us, is that going to make you fall or retreat from the devil? Or are you just going to show love to these people that are causing you distress? Or what else does it say? Distress.
Or persecution.
If they persecute you, we're going to just show love of God. Amen?
Amen.
Well, how's that way? You can preach the gospel to them and say, do you need anything? Are you hungry? You know? Or are you thirsty? You need some clothes or something for your kids? Hey, you know, that has a strong message, amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Or famine?
Well, if you're going to miss a few meals, is that going to separate you from the love of God? From Christ? From the love of God, which is... If you have the love of God, that'll conquer your famine. That'll conquer the persecutions. Amen?
Yeah.
The false accusations and all these things. Because love conquers all. Amen?
Yeah.
Then what?
Or nakedness?
No, I mean, if you don't have enough clothes or something, you always wrap yourself up in a sheet. Something, you know, but don't let it... don't let it defeat you, because love is more powerful than nakedness. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
Or peril.
We're peril. You've got people are threatening to blow us up and all these things. Is that going to stop you? The Vatican wants to stop us. They want to blow you up. Oh, and we're living in peril every day. I have for 41 and a half years. Did that stop me or separate me from the power of God? I'm more than a conqueror. Amen?
Amen.
Because love, I have the love of God in me, and love conquers everything. Amen?
Amen.
Conquers my enemies, the persecutors, the one that's want to blow us off the map. No, the love of God is in me, and I know that if it did, I'm not afraid. It's not going to separate me from the love of God, because I don't want to lose the power that love is. The love power conquers everything. This is God's muscle, is love. Amen?
Amen.
Not lust, not sex, but love, the keeping of God's commandments. Amen?
Amen.
Or Christ living in you with the Father as the Spirit. Then what?
Or sword.
Yeah, is somebody going to wave a sword at me? I've been fired at with bullets. I've had people throw big boulders on me, and some of them hit me, and they stomped me on the highway. But that was over 28 years ago, and I'm still preaching the gospel. Amen?
Amen.
So that didn't separate me from the love of God. Then what else?
As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long.
Yeah, for Paul says, your sake, but it's for our sake too. Amen?
Amen.
Because if Christ was beaten to a pulp and put on a cross, well, you say, well, how does that induce us to become saved? I mean, you're not really showing us all the benefits of salvation. Escape from hell is enough. Amen?
Amen.
And the love that conquers everything should be enough. And the fact that you're one with God Himself, that should be enough. And that He gives you whatever you ask, that should be enough. And that He's forgiven you for all your sins, that should be enough. And I could go on all day long telling you the different things that should cause you to be thankful for salvation, that should induce you to be saved, because we're more than a conqueror of all things in Christ. All right? And we are able to do all things in Christ Jesus. And the Lord says that my people perish for a lack of this kind of knowledge. And that's why the Lord in love is telling you all these things, so that you'll be encouraged to have power, the most powerful muscle in the universe, and that's love. And you just, you know, and before you're saved, when somebody does something to you, somebody was going around saying that they did the things that I was doing, and that they're taking the, and I went into this nightclub, and I picked him up and threw him over the bar and crashed him into some bottles of liquor and stuff like that. And so, but now I just praise the Lord, and it doesn't make any difference to me what you say about me. I've got God. Amen. I've got Jesus. I've got life eternal. And so there isn't anything that they can do to me. If I starve to death, I still got Christ. If I have to, you know, wear something from a secondhand store, I've got God. You know, it doesn't make any difference. I'm as rich as you can possibly get. To have the universe as with Christ, with the Almighty God, I'm co-owners of the whole universe. So that makes me more than a trillionaire. I mean, it's like there aren't any numbers that could explain how wealthy we really are, even if we're in rags, amen, here on earth. Because this is temporary. This is not going to go on forever. This is, we're just here for, like the Bible says, like a shadow, a vapor, a blade of grass that shoots up during the day and then the sun comes out and burns it up. We're not here that long, so it's a slight thing for us to suffer temporarily all these different things to be able to inherit eternal life, where there's none of these sufferings at all. There's nothing but peace and happiness and joy and ecstasy throughout eternity. And we see the people burning in hell in the lake of fire, and they're never going to stop burning and screaming out. And they could have had it, and it's so easy to have by just receiving the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
And we're saying this in hopes that this will conquer the mindset, or the set that you're living by, the soulish life and all that. Okay, so go ahead now.
We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter.
Oh, yeah, but we're just here for a while. We're just pilgrims passing through. Okay, it's like going through a car wash or something, you know, for a few seconds. Like a vapor, a shadow. We're vapory, shadowy, and grassy. Okay, so the minute the breath goes out of our body, it's all over. We don't worry about it anymore. And we conquered it all. Don't let anything throw your soul. Don't let any false accusations come to you and tell you that you're not saved. And that, God must hate you to allow these different things to happen to you. No, the Bible says that if He gave His Son for you, then what else do you want, huh? Read that sentence again.
As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter.
I meant to go back to that statement where it says, You know, who can bring any accusations against God who gave his son? That's the first sentence that you read.
He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?
And give us all things, amen?
Amen.
But you're naked, just pray to God and he'll clothe you. He clothed the lilies and made them more beautiful than the clothing that King Solomon, the richest man in the world, wore. Amen? And if you're hungry, he feeds the sparrows, and he said, just ask the Father, and he'll send food to you. Amen?
Yeah.
So everything is provided for us, even salvation and healing and food and clothing and something to drink. He'll send the ravens to you with food. And little ravens could be in the form of born of the Spirit Christians that love you. And well, you just give us a call and we'll be the little ravens that'll bring you some food. Amen?
Amen.
Or send you some clothes or something to drink. All right? We're love. Because God is love and we're members of his body, of Christ, who is God. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us.
Yeah, see, more than conquerors. So love conquers all. And now, because of the fact that we've got God backing up us up, we are more than conquerors because we live in God's love and we let his love shine abroad from us. Amen?
Amen.
What could be more loving than to win somebody to the Lord so that they can escape hell and the lake of fire? And so that they can have whatsoever they ask in this world. What could be more loving? Did your earthly father ever provide that for you? Well, if you're a born-again Christian, he might have. But most people that we know, the fathers have not even paid any attention to them. Or some people don't even know who their fathers are. And there are some people that their fathers died when they were young. And they don't know what it's like to have a father. But we do have a Heavenly Father, amen?
Amen?
Who loved us so much that he gave his only begotten Son for you. He had him killed so that you could be saved. Now, one might think that God loves you and more than even his Son because he didn't have you die for him, but he had him die for you. He had him slaughtered and beaten unmercifully so that you could be saved. And so that you could have all things that God provides for all of his sons and daughters. So become a son and daughter today, okay, so that you can have all of God's provisions throughout eternity. Here, more abundantly, and in heaven forevermore. Then what else?
For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus.
See, from
Lord.
The power of God. The Lord brought what into this world? Moses came with the law and Jesus brought forth what?
Grace and truth.
Power and truth. Grace is power. Power and the things that I'm telling you are the things that Christ told me and anyone that opens the Bible. He brings power and truth. Now, when he says that he'll provide everything for you in this world, don't let Satan tell you, or it's all kinds of demons that are constantly bombarding both day and night. Satan is the accuser of the saints, and he's the accuser of the living God. Look how the satanic beings in this world, and look at how the powers and principalities of darkness are bringing forth all these accusations against God and Christ, and every other religion is fine, but not salvation. And so the ACLU is making sure that all these things happen. But we have this accuser of not only God, but Christ, the Holy Spirit. And, of course, the Lord said, if they did this to me, they're going to do it to you. Amen?
Amen?
But you don't have anything to fear because you have my power living in you. Amen?
Amen?
So you shouldn't fear when all these accusations and resistance comes to you, just call on the Lord who loves you and will give you deliverance. Amen?
Yeah.
He loves you, and and that's why Satan wants to discourage you, because he's bringing accusations against God and that he really isn't going to do these things for you. And you're nothing anyway, and you always were nothing. Remember all the stuff you did before you came to the church or you came to the Lord. And, I mean, you know, you are just trash. You're just filth of the street. You're a gutter. Or you are just, you know, you're a phony. You know, this stuff, you know, the Lord says, no, he's washed all your former sins away. Amen? And that you're a new creature in Christ. And get thee hence, Satan, the blood of Jesus against you. You're the one that is the gutter snipe. You're the one that is the scourge, you filthy demon. Now, these are powers and principalities of darkness. Now, you'd say, well, these men are doing it. Yes, the powers and principalities of darkness living in high places in this world, Satan is using these men. But the Lord says to pray for them and to be a good testimony. Let the love of God shine in you so that this powerful force of love can get a hold of them, can condemn them, and show them that they're condemned because they don't have that same thing that you have living in them. And therefore, this causes them to repent, confess their sins, and get saved themselves. Amen?
Amen.
So, God is love, yeah, but God also allows people to be killed. He even says that my people perish for a lack of knowledge. So, these are the things that people, the Christians, need to be knowledgeable of, is God's love. And we're not going to be able to condemn Satan. The Word of God condemns Satan. Satan is the power and principality of darkness. He's living in other people. He's living in people, just as the Lord lives in people. So we have to realize that and just realize to put on the full uniform of God, or the full armor of God, or uniform of God. Know that you're saved. Know that anything that Satan brings against you is not going to be the sharper or more powerful weapon than God's love, God's word. And just know that don't let anything discourage you to where you want to fall away or you want to just throw the towel in, because this would be separating you from this powerful force of love. All right? Because remember that all you have to do is call on the Lord and he'll give you all things. He'll give you deliverance from all of these things. Now, you may go through trials and tribulations for sure, and Jesus did as well. And so did the prophets, and so did the apostles. But we have all that word, and we're not ignorant to the devices of Satan. We're not ignorant to the word of God. So we need to use the word of God as a double-edged sword, because the word of God is truth, and it is power. The word of God is truth, and it is spirit, and it is the resurrection life in us. So don't give that up. Satan is accusing you both day and night. He relentlessly just keeps at you, telling you all these different things and bringing accusations against people that are actually feeding you the word of God. And so you got to stop receiving that to show God that you do love his word and these instructions, because they're powerful and they give you make you more than a conqueror by receiving them and believing them rather than the spirit that keeps bombarding you day and night with accusations against yourself and against your elders. Alright, now continue on.
Okay, jump into that chapter.
Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. Now, let's see, we have Revelations 12:11.
And they overcame him by...
Okay, read about two or three verses before that.
Okay. And the great dragon was cast out.
Okay, so this is the devil, okay? He's cast out of heaven. From heaven, he was allowed to come up and petition God. In other words, he could pray to God, and God would listen to him. So how much more will God listen to you? I mean, if you're a blood-washed Christian, you've received the love of God. And okay, so Satan now, this is the end time, so he's been cast down to the earth, and he knows that his time is short, that he's going to hell in the lake of fire, and he's going to burn there forever with all of his followers. Then what?
The dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world.
So he's deceived the world by bringing these accusations day and night and telling you that the word of God isn't true and that it's just that they're fanatics and they're a bunch of they're cults and all this sort of stuff. Sure, that's what the devil wants you to hear. And the people believe him. And that's why they believe these things. Then what?
He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God.
Strength. Now has come salvation and love. Okay, then what?
And the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ.
The power of his Christ. What is the power of his Christ? That because he loved the world so much that he gave this powerful item to show his love, because the love conquers everything. Amen?
Amen.
We're more than conquerors if we show the love of God unto the world, even to the enemies of ours. Then what?
For the accuser of our brethren is cast down.
The accuser of our brethren, of every Christian. And the accuser of is Christ our brother?
Yes.
He's our brother, our Lord, our Savior. So he's the Word of God is Christ, and the Word of God is being put down, and evolution is being exalted by the powers and principalities of this world. But all this is soon to end, and that's why we say to all you people that are believing Satan, don't believe Satan, believe God, because there's no reward, there's nothing but an ill reward for believing Satan. Then what?
The accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night.
Day and night. Night and day, you are the one. Only you beneath the moon and under the sun. Amen?
Amen.
Day and night, this weasel is like giving it to you. How do I know? Because the Bible tells me so. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb.
Ah, that's how, that's the power, that we overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by living a testimony of love. And the read it, and what else? The blood of the, we overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. So don't forget the blood of the Lamb, because that's the power that we have to overcome Satan. Amen?
Amen.
The blood of the Lamb, and what else?
And by the word of their testimony.
The word of their testimony. Well, what is the word of their testimony? The word of God. Amen?
Amen.
That says God's, that love overcomes all things. Are you
amen?
That love is power, the most powerful muscle in the universe. Okay, then what?
And they loved not their lives unto the death.
Right. So Christ didn't love his life unto the death, and we are, if you do, well, then you're a selfish person. We have to sow ourselves into this world as love, into the hearts of people. That's the love of Christ in and through us, that he's showing to people in this world, because we've endured persecution and jails and prisons and beatings and being fired at and being maligned with every kind of lie. And even the things that they think that we do are wrong, they're still scriptural in the Bible. Amen?
Amen.
So we're not doing anything wrong. We're just doing what the Lord says. But we overcome this by just praying for them. You know, one little prayer, God can do more in one flash of a second than we can do with our own knowledge, our own carnal knowledge, in 100,000 years. Amen?
Amen.
Just remember that God created the light in just one flash of a second. Let there be light, and there it was. Amen?
Amen.
People say that that was evolved for thousands or millions of years. They're crazy. I believe the word of God. Amen?
Amen.
Because God is love, and love is powerful. Okay, I love the Word of God because it's true. And then what else?
Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time.
Right, he knows, Satan knows that he's got a short time, and so he doesn't want you to hear the things that I've told you today. He doesn't want you to know that the way you conquer your enemies is by showing them love. God conquered us by showing us the love that he gave his only begotten Son for us, even while we were the most vile sinners, like the Apostle Paul, some of us. And now we're saved, and we're going to heaven, and I'm not going to receive anything other than that from anybody in the world. And therefore, also, I see that our time is up, and the main thing is to have God's life living in you, and his life is a life of love. So it's not just having the Spirit of God in you, but to allow God to shine through you the love that passes understanding. Nobody understands, and so you learn the understanding of it by reading the Word, amen, and by living the life. Well, so I promised that I would tell you how to receive a copy of this tape. It's tape number 134, and there's four ways that you can get it. Okay, tell them, please.
Go to alamoministries.com. Write us at Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. Or fax area code 479-782-7406.
All right, now to have the love of God living in you, to have his Son that he gave, that resurrected from the dead and sits in heaven and became the Holy Spirit, the life-giving Spirit, the quickener that quickens you from death unto life, you can have that, and you can have it right now. You know, the Lord is an instant healer. He's an instant Savior. He'll save your soul right now if you'll just mean business with him and say this. Start out with this prayer. Okay, the first step in salvation is to be saved, to have the Spirit of the Lord living in you, and that's called regeneration. So let's generate here and be born again. So I say to the Lord, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open up the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart. Lord Jesus, wash all my sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know you've heard me, and I know you've answered me, and I know I'm saved. Now just throw your hands up in the air and start thanking and praising the Lord, because he loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son for you, and his Son kept the commandments, and now his Son is the Holy Spirit, and he's in God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are one, so the whole triune God has just entered into you. And thank the Lord and praise him. And make sure that you continue reading his word and listening to this broadcast. Make sure to tune in tomorrow for part number 33 of How to Have God's Life Living in You. And until then, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying God bless you and praise the Lord all the time. Amen.